Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani Memor Me'ar Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zichru's Erevin Daf Chabeis. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Gemara discusses the topic of divine reward. Rabbi Ila expounded on the Pasuk, U'yacher l'sono, he will not delay payment to those that hate him. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't delay payment to those that hate him, but rather he gives them their reward in this world, whereas he does delay payment to Tzadikim Gemurim, meaning he postpones their payment until Olam Haba. This is in essence what Rabbi Shuben Levi said, what's the meaning of that which is written? You shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to do them. Today, meaning this world, is the time to do mitzvahs, and not tomorrow, meaning the world to come, is not the time to do mitzvahs. Today one does mitzvahs, and tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, one receives his reward. Point number two, the next mission brings Malchukas, where the traffic may be allowed to pass through the post of the enclosure of a well without disrupting their function as mechitzos. Rav Yehuda said, if the path of Rosh Hashanah Rabin cuts between the posts, Yisrael Kenelot Stadim, he must divert the traffic to the side of the enclosure. And the Chachamim say it's not necessary. In their view, the traffic doesn't invalidate the mechitzos. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, here in the ruling of the Chachamim, the Tana informed you of the power of mechitzos, meaning that the posts are not invalidated by the traffic. This statement implies that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this ruling. However, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim imalei dasoseh ninalos balayla. Yerushalayim, if it were not for the doors that were closed at night, chayavin aleh mishum rishus harabim, one would be liable for carrying in rishus harabim, meaning that even though Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, and as Tosis points out, it had a tzuras of Pesach at the entranceways, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the traffic passing through would have annulled their enclosing power if not for its doors. So the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yochanan was only discussing the statement of the Chachamim, but he follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. And point number three, Rabbi Yosef bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayavin aleh mishum rishus harabim. In Eretz Yisrael, one is not chay for carrying in rishus harabim on Shabbos. According to the Gemara's final understanding of this statement, certain areas that have slopes and are difficult to walk through do not have the status of rishus harabim, because it's not similar to the Diglei Midbar, the encampment in the desert where the land was flattened by the Etnei HaKavod. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara discusses the topic of divine reward. Rabbi Yehuda expanded on the Pasuk, he will not delay payment to those that hate him. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't delay payment to those that hate him, but rather he gives them their reward in this world, whereas he does delay payment to Tzadikim Gemurim, meaning he postpones their payment until Olam Haba. This is in essence what Rabbi Yehuda Levi said, what's the meaning of that which is written? You shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to do them. Today, meaning this world, is the time to do mitzvahs, and not tomorrow, meaning the world to come, is not the time to do mitzvahs. Today one does mitzvahs, and tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, one receives his reward. Point number two, the next mission brings the Malchokas whether traffic may be allowed to pass through the posts of the enclosure of a well without disrupting their function as mechitzos. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the path of Rosh Hashanah cuts between the posts, Yisrael Kenelot Stadim, he must divert the traffic to the side of the enclosure. And the Chachamim say it's not necessary. In their view, the traffic doesn't invalidate the mechitzos. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, here in the ruling of the Chachamim, the Tana informed you of the power of mechitzos, meaning that the posts are not invalidated by the traffic. This statement implies that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this ruling. However, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim imalei dasoseh ninalos balayla. Yerushalayim, if it weren't for its doors that were closed at night, chayavin aleh mishum rishus harabim, one would be liable for carrying in rishus harabim. Meaning that even though Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, and as Tosis points out, it had its source of Pesach at the entranceways, Rabbi Yochanan holds that traffic passing through would have annulled their enclosing power if not for its doors. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yochanan was only discussing the statement of the Chachamim, but he follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. And point number three, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayavin aleha mishum rishus harabim. In Eretz Yisrael, one is not chayav for carrying in a rishus harabim on Shabbos. According to the Gemara's final understanding of the statement, certain areas that have slopes and are difficult to walk through do not have the status of rishus harabim because it's not similar to the Diglei Midbar, the encampment in the desert where the land was flattened by the Etnei HaKavod. All right, so now we go to our siman. So the siman for Chabbeis is a calf. So here goes. The righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim and gave mitzvah rides in areas that had slopes and were difficult to walk through. Once again, in slow motion. The righteous cab driver, that must be on Daf Chabez. The righteous cab driver who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, which reminds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not delay giving Rishayim their sechar in this world, but he delays giving Tzaddikim Gemurim their sechar until Olam Haba. So the righteous cab driver who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim, which reminds of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether traffic through the passing invalidates the mechitzas, and that it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if it weren't for closing the doors of Yerushalayim at night, one would be liable for carrying the shizrabim because of the through traffic, even though it has walls and it serves a pesach in the entranceways. So the righteous cab driver who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim and gave mitzvah rides in areas that had slopes and were difficult to walk through, which reminds us that certain areas that have slopes are difficult to walk through do not have the din of a Rishus Rabbim because they aren't similar to the Diglei Midbar, where the encampment in the desert was flattened by the Anani HaKavod. So once again, the righteous cab driver who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim and gave mitzvah rides in areas that had slopes and were difficult to walk through. All right, now it's time for a four-blot back chazara. Daf Yudches, so the symbol for Yudches is a chuppah, so here goes. The chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yudches. The chuppah built on a platform over the public waterhole surrounded by double posts, which reminds us, on Daf Yud Zainam Beis, the opening mission of the second parak taught, Osim Pasim Libiros, we may erect boards for wells to permit drawing from them on Shabbos. Wells are Rishus Yachid, and therefore one cannot draw water from them into Rishus of Rabbim. However, the Rabbanan enacted a unique leniency that would permit people who are traveling up to Yerushalayim for the Regalim to draw water from wells on Shabbos. By erecting boards around a well, the area within the boards are to be considered Rishus Yachid, thereby allowing one to draw water into it. The Gemara initially suggests that the Mishnah, which specifies the leniency to be applied to wells, does not go according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Pasim can also be used for Boros HaRabim, public water holes, but not for Bor Yachid, not for individual water holes. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah also permits Pasim around Boros HaRabim. However, the Mishnah only wanted to teach the case of wells because Ber Maim Chaim de Psikale, the law for the case of a well, which is spring water, is clear-cut, meaning it makes no difference whether the well is public or private. The Mishnah didn't want to teach the law of boros, which differs between public and private ones, since in the case of a public waterhole, people remind each other not to carry if it dries up, whereas an individual might not remember. So the chuppah built on a platform over the public waterhole, surrounded by double posts, featured the two faces of the chasen and kala embroidered on it. Which reminds us, when the Mishnah says that we may erect boards for wells to permit drawing water from them on Shabbos, it says to use diyumdim. The Gemara asks, what are diyumdim? And the Rebbe Yirmiyah ben Elazar says, diyumdim means double post. The prefix dio means two, and it's attached to the word amud, which means post. He also teaches, dio partsu panim hayolo Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created with two faces. As it says in the Pasuk, achor v'kerem sartani, from the back and front you have formed me. The Gemara continues with the Melchokas regarding the creation of a chuppah, which we learned in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. So the chuppah built on a platform over the public water hole surrounded by double posts featured the two faces of the chasen and kala embroidered on it, along with psukim that partially praised them. Which reminds us, six of eight teachings of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar are taught on this daf. Among them is, Miksa shivcho shel adam oymin b'fanav, part of a person's praise one may mention in his presence, v'kulo shelo b'fanav, but all of it oyin his absence. This is learned from the parsha of Noach, where Kodesh Baruch Hu praised Noach partially when he spoke to him directly, as it says, Ki oscha re'isit tzadik ofane b'dor hazeh, for as you I have seen to be righteous before me in this generation, whereas in Noach's absence he said, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor hasav, Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generation. Daf Yud Tes, so the symbol Yud Tes is a yacht, so here goes. The evildoers on the yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. The evildoers on the yacht to Gehenim proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, which reminds Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi taught from the pasuk Gam Brachas Yat Temora. Also, they cloaked their judge with brachas, Shematzdikin Olam HaSedin, that they, those in Gehenim, pronounce the righteousness of the judgment against them. But Omri Mafanav, and they say before him, Rabbonu Sholom, Yafedanta, Yafezechisa, Yafechiyavta, and they say before him, Master of the Universe, you have judged properly, you have acquitted the innocent properly, you have convicted the guilty properly, V'yafedikanta Gehenim Urushayim, Gan Eden and Tzadikim, and you have properly prepared Gehenim for the evildoers and Gan Eden for the righteous. So the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenim proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which reminds us, Reish Lakish states, Poshi Yisrael ain or Gehenim shalatiz behem. The fire of Gehenna has no power over Jewish sinners. So the Gemara asks on this from the drush of Yeshua ben Levi on the Pasuk, Ovri be'emek habacha, those who pass through the valley of weeping, which explains to mean that those who transgress are sentenced to the depths of Gehenna, where they weep, which implies that Poshi Yisrael are indeed subject to Gehenna. So Gemara answers that they are condemned to be in Gehenna for a short time, Vasi Avram Avinu, Masiku Makabuhu. And Avram Avinu then comes and brings them up out of Gehenna and receives them. The Gemara adds that this applies to every Jew, Bar Mitzvah, Shabbat, Bas, Ovid, Kochavim, except for a Jew who had relations with the daughter of my daughter because she draws his foreskin over his circumcision and Avram Avinu does not recognize him. So the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which they kept on a round rock that served as a double post. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that if there was a square rock in place of the double post, we view it that if the rock were to be split, it would have an on one side and an on the other side in the shape of a right angle, nido mishum diyumud. It is treated as a double post. If there were less than an on each side, it's not treated as a double post. Rabbi Shmuel Benosh of Rabbi Yochanan Broka said that if there was an Evan Agula, a round rock there, in place of the double post, we view the rock that if it were to be hewn into a square shape and then split to form a right angle, and each side was an amud, then it is viewed as a double post. The Gemara explains the Malchukas that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, Chad Roin Amrinan, Tre Roin Lomrinan. We may view one change in the rock to make it acceptable as a double post, but we may not view two changes to make it acceptable. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds, Tre Roin Nami Amrinan. We may view even two changes. Daf Chaf. So the symbol for Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the courtyard cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. The patrons at the courtyard cafe that extended into the well area enclosed by the double post, which reminds us, Abai asked Rava, Chatzer Shirosh Niknas Lebein HaPasim, if the end of the Chatzer extends into the well area enclosed by the double post, what's the law in regard to carrying from within the Chatzer into the area enclosed by the post and from the area in between the post to the Chatzer? Since the Chatzer is owned by residents and the well area is designated for the use of the people traveling for the regal, carrying from one area to the other is perhaps the same as carrying between one person's property and another person's property, which is forbidden without making an Erev Chatzeros. So Rabbi answered that it's mutter. And Rashi explains that since the pilgrims do not actually reside within the well enclosure, the area is not considered to be owned by them, and therefore carrying into it or from it is not considered as carrying from one's property into someone else's property. So the patrons of the courtyard cafe that extend into the well area enclosed by the double post were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, which reminds us of Bayas Rabbah, Yavshimayim b'Shabbos Mahu. What's the law of the well dried up on Shabbos in terms of permitting one to carry within the post? Rabbi answered, Klum nasis mechitza el b'shamayim. Were the post given the status as mechitza for any other reason than to allow the travelers to draw water? Mayim ain kan, mechitza ain kan. Since the water's not here, the mechitza's not here to permit carrying in the area. Rabbi asked what the law would be if the water dried up on Shabbos and then returned on the same Shabbos. Abai answered that there's no question that it's mutter. Dahavli mechitza hasui b'Shabbos. It's a case of mechitza made on Shabbos. And any mechitza made on Shabbos, ben shogeg, ben meizim, ben be'onus, ben meratzon, shema mechitza, is regarded as a valid partition. So the patrons of the courtyard cafe that extend into the well area enclosed by the double post were fascinated by the vanishing and reappearing water, while the guy holding his camel to give it a drink found it quite frustrating. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin on Bay stated that it's mutter to bring the pasim closer to the well if there's enough space within the pasim for a cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside the enclosure and drink. The Gemara asks that if one held the animal, may the animal be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area? The Gemara pretends to bring a proof that it is not allowed from a braisa that it only allows holding a camel and stuffing food into its mouth when Rosh Varuba Mebefim, its head and most of its body is within the enclosure. This seems to be a clear-cut proof that is forbidden. But the Gemara rejects this proof because the braisa was referring to a camel which has a long neck, and it can easily pull its head out of Roshus Rabim unless the majority of its body is within the enclosure. Daf Chafal. So the symbol Chafal is a car, but it's pronounced Ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the Bachrim piled out of their rental Ka, that must be more Daf Chafal. When the Bachrim climbed out of their rental Ka to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, which reminds us, a Braisa on Daf Chaf Amabay states that Pasib Yeroz only permits animals of the Oiragon to drink from a well. A person, however, metapas v'ol, metapas v'yor, must climb up and climb down into the well to drink there. as he's not permitted to carry the water within the enclosure of the Pasim. The Gemara asks that if the Pasim Beros only permit animals to drink from the well, why was it said in the name of Shmuel that Pasim Beros only permits drawing water, Leber Maim Chaim, from a well of spring water? If the Pasim are only for animals, what difference does it make if the water comes from a well of running water or of collected water? The Gemara answers, Be'in imidid dechazil adam, we need something that is fit for human consumption. Rashi explains that since it's by virtue of the water that the boards become valid mechitzos, we need maim chashuvim, we need superior water, meaning water which is fit for human consumption. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amr scroll on a billboard, which reminds Rav Chisda said in the name of Mari Bar Mar about the pasuk Chod Techel Re'isi Kates, Rochav Mitzvascha Ma'od, to every goal I've seen a limit, but your commandment, meaning your Torah, is exceedingly broad, that the concept of the vastness of the Torah was mentioned by David Melch, as well as Eov and Yechezkel, but they did not define it. It was only Zechariah who defined it. Zechariah had a vision of a folded scroll that was 20 amos long with a width of 10 amos. It was written on both sides, so when unfolded, it would be 40 amos by 20 amos, which is 800 square amos. A pasuk from Yeshaya indicates that the entire universe is only a zeres, which is one quarter of divine amos, which means that the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the size of the universe. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental car to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amos scroll on a billboard that read, Better to wash your hands than quench your thirst, which reminds us, to illustrate the importance of rabbinic law, the Gemara brings an incident. When Rabbi Akiva was old and in prison, Rabbi Yishuv ben Garsi would bring him water daily. One day, half the water was spilled out by the guard, and Rabbi Akiva used the remaining water to wash his hands before eating instead of drinking it. When asked why he did so, Rabbi Akiva answered that it's better that I cause my own death, caused by not drinking enough, than I transgress ad rabbanan, which carries the death penalty. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that when Shlomo HaMelech established the laws of Eruv and Netil Sidaim, Abbas Kol proclaimed, Beni im chacham libecha yismach libi gam ani. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice too. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Sechus, Brachus, and Shabbos. Number 1. What should I do when the Rishayim Gehenna declare that Hashem's judgment is perfectly just? That's on Duff. Yutes. Good. Number 2. Which of them that it's mutter to use a well that dried up on Shabbos and then refilled on the same Shabbos? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which of them when the caravans can use horizontal ropes or vertical poles to create machitzos? That's on Duff. Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which of them when the Hashem pays the Rishayim in this world but he delays giving schar to Tzadik and Gemurim until Olam Haba? That's on Duff. Chabez. Good. Number 5. Which stuff of Machokas where the traffic through the Pasin invalidates them as Mechitzos? That's on Duff. Chabez. Good. Number 6. Which stuff of the incident with Rabbi Akiva who used the water for Netilas Yadayim instead of for drinking? That's on Duff. Chavav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff of the one that a chaser that enters into the enclosure of a well area does not require Erev Chetzeres to carry within it back and forth? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good. Number 8. Which stuff you know about Zechariah's vision, which indicates the Torah is 3,200 times greater or more vast than the universe? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you know that certain areas that are sloped or are difficult to walk through do not have the din of Rishus of Rabbim because they're not dome and they're not similar to the Diglei Midbar? That's on Duff. Chabez. Good. And finally, question number 10. Which stuff do you know that Diyumdim means double posts and that Adam Rishon Adio Partsufim, two faces? That's on Duff. Yudches. Good. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn about the topic of Tzadik Varago? That's on Duff. Zayin and Brachas. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn about the incident Rabbi Akiva who was in jail when Papas Ben Yehuda came to him with a question? That was on Duff. Samachalaf and Brachas. Good. And number 3. Which stuff do you learn when one gets a snake bite for not listening to the Divrei Chachamim? That's on Duff. Kufiyot and Shabbos. Great, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldberg from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.